Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Big story out yesterday. John Burge, former Chicago police commander, died at the age of 70 years old. John Burge, of course, was convicted for obstruction of justice, but had a long history of torturing victims in Chicago, many to get confessions that, you know, after a certain time wrongful convictions, and the city has had to pay out $80 million plus, or over 100 victims in this case. John Conroy, the award-winning journalist and playwright, covered John Burge, and actually is one of the first journalists to do so, broke the story back for the Chicago Reader, did several cover stories, and was a big part of this terrible chapter in Chicago history, and he joined us on the line. John, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Happy to do so.
John, when's the first time you heard the name John Burge?
1989.
And what was it?
I was working on a book on torture and looking for cases in democracies to write about. And I had a case in Northern Ireland. I had a case in Israel. And a friend of mine called me and said there was this guy named Andrew Wilson who was suing the Chicago police, alleging that he had been tortured. There might be something in it. And I went down to the courtroom not expecting very much.
And what, and Andrew Wilson, I mean, obviously this story is one that continued, and a lot of people know this story, but talk a little bit about Andrew and Jackie Wilson Jr.
Andrew Wilson shot dead two police officers, Officers Fahey and O'Brien, in 1982, on February 9th, 1982. And he was at large for 5 days. Jackie was mostly just the driver. He didn't fire any shots. And so he has recently been released from prison. But Andrew, when he came into the police station, let's say when he emerged from the police station, he had very peculiar marks on his nose and ears that were in the shape of alligator clips. Scabs formed, and he also had somewhat parallel burns on his chest. And he said that he had been wired up to an electrical device that was cranked by hand, as well as another device, and he'd been given electric shock. And while it was happening, he'd been held still, and in holding him still, the officers had forced him up against a hot radiator. I actually think the radiator was probably an accident, that they didn't realize they were inflicting those burns, that Wilson was wearing clothes. And Wilson himself said at trial that he couldn't even feel the burns because the pain in his head was so great from the electric shock.
John, there were so many different cases that came forward in the next decades. And then it was fast forward to 2000, where a lot of people don't recognize that much of what happened with the moratorium on the death penalty had to do with John Burge and some of those forced confessions. That's a big part of this story. And this is really when it got picked up and really became a national story here in Chicago.
You know, I don't think it ever became it was a national story for in 2003 for about a day, when George Ryan pardoned four men who had been tortured and who had been given death sentences. But it really never merited a lot of national coverage. In fact, for many years, in the New York Times' only story on it was a story in 1993, only significant story, about a controversy over a float in the South Side Parade, that St. Patrick's Day Parade, that was going to honor the officers who'd been accused.
Right. John, Steve Cochran, before we let you go, who's the highest? I mean, we know the community knew. Who's the highest ranking official who looked the other way on this?
Wow, that's a good question.
To the best of our knowledge.
Well, there was a lawsuit against then, I guess it would be then state's attorney, Mayor Daley. At some point, they tried to
Yes. Mayor Daley, I believe, knew in 1982, because in 1982, when Wilson was tortured, in order to get the death penalty in the state's attorney's office, you had to get Daley's approval. So someone conceivably walked into Daley's office and said, we want to ask for the death penalty. Here are the problems in the case. One, he's got photographs that indicate these scabs that look like a little alligator came up and bit him.
Right.
That he has these parallel burns on his chest. He has a document from Mercy Hospital that documented 14 separate injuries before a police officer pulled his gun, and which resulted in the the ending of the examination. At that point. Oh, and then there was a state's attorney who went in to take the confession. And Larry Hyman, the state's attorney, declined to ask if it was being given voluntarily, which is a remarkable... I don't think you could find another homicide confession in which is not... That question is not asked in some form or another.
An intentional accident. Yeah. If people want to read all the great work you've done over the years on this, what's the best thing to do?
They could go to the Chicago Reader website and just Google Chicago police torture.
John Burge dead. He passed yesterday, and now he can answer to God for all the work he did. John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.